pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
We don't have to do it each time, though, do we?
You can read through this, right? Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. The purpose of the initial public hearing is to hear all interested parties and citizens regarding a proposed resolution that authorizes an exemption of school taxes for veterans of defined periods of war, veterans who received expeditionary medals, certain members of their families, and certain civilians as provided for in Real Property Tax Law Section 458-A, 2, A, B, and C. Ms. Perkins, are you going to... That's the second one, right? Is it? We can do it right in a row? Okay. There's a second purpose. The purpose of that second public hearing is to hear all interested parties and citizens regarding a proposed resolution that authorizes an exemption of school taxes for eligible Gold Star parents as provided for in the Real Property Tax Law Section 458-A7.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So this is the first of the public hearings for the alternative veterans exemption. And the alternative veterans exemption was signed into law by Governor Cuomo on December 18, 2013. Previously, veterans were eligible for both county and municipal taxes, town taxes, but before December, they didn't allow for school taxes. So with the enactment of the law in December, it now allows school districts or veterans to take part of the alternative veterans exemption. So it's now offered to qualified owners of qualifying residential real property. And they define a qualified owner, if they're defined as a veteran, the spouse of a veteran, or an unremarried surviving spouse of a veteran. In addition, the property must be the primary residence of the veteran, the spouse of a veteran, or the unmarried surviving spouse of a veteran. Okay. Now, the eligible veterans for the alternative veterans exemption are those who served during a period of war, which includes the Persian Gulf War, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, World War I, and World War II. It also includes those who do not serve during the period of war, but received an expeditionary medal from armed forces, Navy, Marines, or the Global War on Terrorism. And also, if you're a member of the reserves, you may also qualify. There are three different types of exemptions. There's one for a wartime veteran in a non-combat zone. There's an exemption for a wartime veteran in a combat zone. And there's an exemption for a wartime veteran who is disabled. Other veteran status, there's a Cold War exemption, but those veterans are not eligible for the alternative veterans exemption. And those veterans who receive the eligible fund exemption may not be eligible for the alternative veterans exemption. And I would definitely check with your town assessor if you do have an eligible funds exemption. According to the town of Brookhaven, there are groups of veterans in the town of in Summer Ridges who are eligible for the alternative veterans exemption. It includes 92 wartime veterans in non-combat, 86 combat, and 2 disabled veterans. Okay. Now, the alternative veterans exemption, what was passed, there was a basic maximum, which meant that for the veterans, $12,000, $8,000, and $40,000. So for a wartime veteran, for all wartime veterans, 12%, 12,000 of their assessed value, up to $12,000 of their assessed value, is exempt, 50% of the assessed value. For veterans who served in the combat zone, up to $8,000 is exempt, and a veteran with a service-related disability, up to $40,000 is exempt. And again, if you go with the wartime veteran, the exemption percentage is 15% of the assessed value. Veterans who serve in a combat zone, they also receive an additional 10% exemption. And those who are disabled receive an additional 50%, so it's cumulative. There are also other different maximums. There's a reduced maximum, and there's also an increased maximum, and there are variations in between. The majority of school districts within the area, if the Board of Education did approve the alternative veterans exemption, they usually approve the basic maximum. Okay, as I said, for the three exemptions, they constitute the alternative veterans tax exemption. Not all veterans will be eligible for each one of the exemptions, depending on if they're in non-combat, or disabled. And again, all the if you are disabled, the exemptions are cumulative. There is another type of exemption, and that's the addition to two public hearings today. The first is for the alternative veterans exemption, and the second is for the Gold Star parents exemption. And we have to have two separate public hearings for that. But the Gold Star parent exemption is for a parent of a child who died in the line of duty while serving the United States Armed Forces during a time of war. Only the non-combat and combat zone exemptions apply to Gold Star parents, and the property of the parents must be the primary residence of the Gold Star parent. And as I mentioned with the separate public hearing, you have to have a separate resolution for the Gold Star exemption. Okay, so how does this impact the assessed valuation of the school district? If the board adopts the basic maximum exemption, $12,000, $8,000, $40,000, the district-wide assessed value would be reduced by $21,827, and that is from the Brookhaven. So, looking at the valuation with the exemption, $8,187,858, it would be reduced to $8,166,31. So how does this impact the tax rate and your tax bills? Well, whenever the assessed valuation is reduced, the tax shifts, so there's a corresponding increase of the tax rate. So if the exemption is the alternative, veterans alternative exemption is approved, the assessed valuation will decrease. So the tax rate without an exemption right now, 257.56 per $100 of assessed value, with the tax rate with the exemption, the amount would be 258.249. So if the board granted the basic maximum exemption, it would increase the tax rate by a little over 68 cents. So for a home with assessed value of $2,770 and it's owned by a non-eligible taxpayer, those who do not qualify for the alternative veterans exemption, it would increase their annual tax bill by approximately $18.09. And again, this information is provided by the Employment Payment Assessor. So, if the board now has to decide, and they will be deciding at the board meeting, which starts at 7:30, they can either decide not to adopt the alternative veterans exemption for school taxes, or they can choose to adopt the veterans exemption for school taxes, and then they can determine whether it's going to be basic or not. So again, these are going through the procedures. You have to hold a public hearing. We're going to go through what we have to do legally. And we have to hold a public hearing, which we're doing, and adopt a resolution approving the alternative veterans exemption at the basic maximum exemption levels. The board wishes to increase or reduce the maximum levels. They have to hold an additional public hearing. If the board wishes to extend the exemption to Gold Star parents, we must also have an additional public hearing, which we call having tonight. So, what should veterans do? If the board does adopt the alternative veterans exemption, if you are already receiving county or town exemption for the alternative veterans exemption, you don't have to do anything. The town knows that you have it, and if the board adopts the exemption, then they'll just apply it to the tax bill. And you as a veteran will see the exemption to the tax bill. If you are receiving an eligible funds exemption, I would recommend going to your the town for payment assessment office to see if you are eligible, because you would have to apply for the exemption.
Carl, I just have a quick question for you before you get to public comments and questions. The 1897, does that include the Gold Star parent exemption? And if not, do we have an estimate?
When I spoke to the town assessor, he was not able to provide it. He wasn't able to provide a number. He didn't know how many parents were in the district. I would suspect it would be minimal, but he wasn't able to provide that information.
So now it's open up to general questions and comments from the community. Do we have a mic, John, in case anybody has a question or comment?
We have one mic here.
Okay, I didn't see it. It was behind
you. Slide it over if you'd like.
Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or comments on this for the public hearing?
I'll start off comments. Annette Rank, my daughter is a veteran, and I see no reason why we would not push this through. Those kids give so much to our country. It's just pennies on what they do for us. So that's my comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Russ, I think we have to wait till 7 for that.
No, that's it. Presentations are over. That's your, both of them.
I believe that your public notice stated that your public hearing would be 7 o'clock for the Gold Star?
Yes, for any public comments and things of that nature.
So what you need to do is you need to wait until 7 and then reopen it. And if anybody wasn't here and if they need further explanation regarding the Gold Star, you may wish to give that.
Great.
And entertain any comments that anyone needs.
So can we adjourn on the...
The gentleman with the hat, you had your hand up. Did you want to speak?
Yeah. It's going up, sorry.
I just had a question that I was saying. Is this something that's going to be brought to like the vote in the community, or is this something that you guys are going to decide?
The board will decide tonight.
Well, that's awesome.
The board will vote tonight on this.
Okay. I think it's a great idea. I mean, not only because I'm a veteran myself, but I just know how much the veterans have given and everything. So it's kind of awesome that as a community we can kind of give back a little bit. So that's all. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. What was your name?
Jeremy Connor.
Jeremy, thank you very much. My whole family has served. My father, all my grandparents. So I couldn't even think of not supporting our military.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So do we adjourn the alternative motion to adjourn the hearing for alternative veterans exemption?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries.